Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
Pick up, pick up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. You can follow us on social media. Rob is at Rob Parker FS1 on Twitter. Rob Parker FSR on Instagram. I'm at Chris underscore Broussard on Twitter. Chris Broussard 68 on the gram. We got Brian Westbrook, former All-Pro running back, now an NFL analyst. He's coming up at the bottom of the hour to talk all things NFL, and then we got Shop Talk to end of the hour, which is always a lot of fun. But let's, as we prepare for the beginning of the Dodgers Cardinals NL wild card game, one and done, sudden death, winner go home, see ya. We are going to move to the NBA, where we are just weeks away from the opening of the 2021-22 season, and the favorites right now, Rob's favorite, my favorite, the favorite in Las Vegas, I still
believe. How about 90% of the people, 80%, 85%?
It was what, 70-something percent of the GM's
right?
Favorite,
yeah,
70, yep, in the NBA.
78 or 9, something like that.
But the Brooklyn Nets are embroiled in turmoil, Rob, to say the least. Distractions, to say the least. And it surrounds Kyrie Irving, who has yet to get vaccinated. What that means, it wouldn't be a big deal in, what, 27 of the league's 30 franchises if he played for them. But in New York and in San Francisco, they have laws that you can't work with your coworkers if you are not vaccinated. That means that Kyrie Irving can't go to practice when they're in New York, nor can he play in home games unless he is vaccinated. And so far, he isn't. Now, Rob, I talked to some people around this story recently. I talked to them today, actually. And they've said, now, when you see the headline, the Nets still aren't sure what Kyrie's going to do. I've looked at that as poor leadership by the Nets, because I would say you've got to give him a deadline. This can't be hemming and hawing. We need to know, are you getting vaccinated or not? You've got till this date to do it. They haven't done that. Now, I have been told this, though, Rob, from a couple people, two people, that Kyrie has given indications that he was going to get vaccinated, but he just hasn't done it yet. One person even said this, and Kendrick Perkins said this on the air, but I was told it by someone as well, that he actually had an appointment. Didn't go. And so that is why this confusion is reigning within the Nets organization, because they're not sure if he's going to get vaccinated. And I also was talking to somebody. It seems like, Rob, that they might try, if he doesn't get vaccinated, they might try, at least at the beginning, the part-time thing where he plays road games. Not only would he not play in home games, Rob, he wouldn't practice.
No,
most of their practice is going to be at home, right?
I don't know if that, I think, and this is where I disagree with you.
I'm not saying they should do that.
No.
Because I'll give you my answer. My answer is totally different.
Right, but I'm saying that, like, what you're reading into it, like the Nets don't know what they're doing. I think they know that they have this different guy who always has been different, always doing his own thing. I think they're trying to, like, have him feel like he's made the decision and not pressure him. And the season hasn't started yet. But I do believe that at some point as you get closer, Chris, there is a clock or a deadline for them where they have to be like, okay, he was given the opportunity. You just said it. Somebody said he had an appointment. He didn't go. But they want to give it so that it's his decision and he can live with it and then be able to join a team and not feel like he was forced into
That's
it.
That's fair.
I think they're doing it the right way, because if you say a month before the season, no, you got to have it by Saturday, and if you don't have it by Saturday, then you can't play, and then we're going to do something else. I don't think that's how they want to deal with him, knowing his history. So I do get it, but I do think that the Nets deep down have a situation where they know, Chris, at some point, right, whether it's a week before the season or whatever it is, they need to know where they're going and what they're going to do going forward. I don't think you could think about winning a championship and having piecemeal and somebody coming in and out and they can't practice. And it just doesn't make – it's a total distraction. And every time they lose a game – well, would have been, but we would have had a better chance to win if Kyrie was playing. That's what the whole conversation is going to be. The
Rob,
whole season.
You're absolutely right. It would, and here's what I think should happen. Obviously, your first option or your first desire is that Kyrie get vaccinated and he plays every game and you're good. If he doesn't get vaccinated, Rob, my first option, if I'm the Nets, would be to trade him. And I would try to go to Philadelphia and say, look, our problem for your problem.
Right.
I get it. They're in the same division, not just the same conference, the same division. I think it would make Philadelphia a bigger threat, because Kyrie, if he's in the right frame of mind, he and Joel Embiid would be formidable. But I think it would also help the Nets in that Ben Simmons, defense, great defender, can push the ball. You wouldn't need him to score. He could play at the rim, right? You wouldn't need him to be out on the perimeter because you got so many shooters. And so I think that'd be good for the Nets. So that would be my first choice. If for some reason I can't trade him, there's been talk that Kyrie's let it be known that if he's traded, he'd retire. Or if, you know, there are teams. I talked to GM yesterday who was like, look, Ben Simmons, I wouldn't touch him. Because he got, you know, what's to say he's going to overcome this mental block?
Right.
Now, there are other teams that do like Ben. So, you could trade him. But my point is, if you can't trade Kyrie, and I went on and talked about Ben, but now I'm talking about Kyrie. Kyrie's trade value isn't all that great either, because, you know, he's on the last year of his deal, and he's just not that reliable, whether it's injuries, mental health, or just now the vaccination. But
and to go to a team that might not be in contention or not in the same, trajectory.
Yeah, there's no way you're taking him if you're not a good team.
That's what I'm saying. Right. Like, he's like, that's not the guy you want. Like,
no. That's why I think it's Philly is the perfect one, because it's, we got a problem, you got a problem. Both players are very good. So let's switch. So that would be my second choice, Rob. My third choice is this. If Kyrie Irving doesn't get vaccinated, then I sit down with Kyrie. And to your point, I think you're right. You don't want to come down hard on him, because he's the type of person that I don't think would respond well to that.
Right.
This isn't,
really,
this isn't a punishment.
Right.
This isn't a banishment. But Kyrie, it's for the best of the team. We would love to have you out there. We know you are one of the best players in this league. But we can't. It's just not good for the team to have any player, whether it was you, Kevin Durant, whoever, coming in and out of the lineup. We can't develop the chemistry and the continuity that we're going to need to win the championship. We could be good in the regular season, right? If they play Kyrie in the road games, Rob, in the regular season, they still would have the first or second seed in the East.
Right, they would.
No doubt, right? The question is the playoffs. The question is, you know, the players
play
and their
four,
roles.
Say if it's 4 out of 7, he wouldn't play 4 games in Brooklyn.
Right.
Come on, Chris, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's just that. So I would say, look, Kyrie, we're going to give you a COVID exemption. That means you obviously aren't available for home games, so you wouldn't get paid for those. Just stay away from the team. You know, do your thing. You'll get paid for your road games.
Right.
You will. I mean, that's just,
home.
You know,
right. Just
we're giving
home.
You an exemption. Just stay home. And the exemption will last as long as, you know, until you get vaccinated, which we'd love for you to do soon, or until New York changes its law, or until your contract ends at the end of this season.
Right.
So that's, Rob, because you hit it on the head. You, every single game, Rob, on the road trip,
yep.
you got a 6-game road trip. Man, isn't it great to have Kyrie? Wow. You guys are clicking, you know. But I mean, that would be the story. Then you go back. Maybe
you
lose at home.
To Miami, or you lose
right.
some game, you know, and you're like, would have been good to have Kyrie
yep.
tonight.
Never would go away, Rob.
Right.
And I think that's the only way to get it away.
And here's the other thing, too. If you're the Nets, you could just like Wiggins was a big no, a vocal no, Chris. He got vaccinated.
Right.
He was a vocal no.
I'm going to say this but quickly. Wiggins, I'm cool with it, what he did, man. He was honest. He was like, look, it was either get this shot or don't play basketball anymore. And I wanted to play basketball. I'm sure he wants the money too, but I want to play basketball, right? That's it. That's just honest. It ain't about selling out or anything like that.
Any of that
if
talk
you,
is
right?
ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. It's
yeah.
not. It's we talk about it all the time and whatever you want to say, but we all make sacrifices, Chris. And when you talk about health, just like people have a right to what's going in their body and all this stuff, other people you work around have a right to go to work and realistically believe that the environment is safe for them and they're not going to get sick at work.
Right.
What don't people, Chris, that's really what it comes down to. Can
right.
I go to work? Wow, you know, they got asbestos coming from the ceiling. Do you know, like,
yep.
like you're not
going to
work
yep.
in those environments, right?
Yep, absolutely.
So you don't want to work where there's a chance that I could catch something. That's really what it comes down to.
Yeah, and so that's the situation, Rob. It is a tough one. It is a tough one. I heard Kyrie looked good out in San Diego in training camp, that he was interacting well with his teammates. You know, there's been some talk that Kevin Durant, the Nets, should kind of put it on him to get Kyrie to get vaccinated. You know, there was even a report that they're confident that KD will be able to talk Kyrie into it. I think Kyrie loves KD. I don't think KD could even talk Kyrie into doing it, Rob. I think Kyrie's going to have to make the decision on his
right.
own. I mean, KD can say some stuff that hopefully
Dude,
would influence
they came
him.
There together to try to win right. a championship and the whole 9 yards, and they spurned the Knicks. You know, like, there was all these things. This was a plan. and this is what happened. And a guy you respect and you like and you're very, you know, good friends with, he did what he had to do, and you know what I mean? So then to look around, if you're Kyrie, as I said, Wiggins did it, Chris. Their vaccination rate is 95% or 96%
97,
in the NBA.
97, I think, now.
97 now. Yeah. It's hard to look at that and be like, everybody else has basically come around to understand we're all in this together and we got to do this. And you might be the one or two guys who don't, you know, a couple guys who don't do it, not big names, but you might be the biggest name and you might not
play this
year.
He's the biggest name as far as we know, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's got to be a couple others to be 97%, right, that we just don't know.
Right. But 97% of people believe the earth is round, too. Yeah, more than that, even. So, you know.
There's another one. I went to Antarctica, and it was not flat. I just want you to know. I was down all the way, Chris, at the bottom.
Nah, but, yeah, I think, look, and here's the other thing, Rob. When you look at some of these quotes from the players, particularly Kevin Durant, and he said, you know, I just envision Kyrie being here with the team every day, and maybe I'm naive and all this. They give off the impression, Rob, now I don't know that this is true, but they give off the impression like they haven't even talked to Kyrie about it. And that might be the – I don't know. I'm just saying this, Rob. If you and I are boys and we're close, if this were a situation with us, I'm coming to you like – I'm not trying to force you to do anything you don't want to do. But let's say we couldn't do the show unless you were vaccinated. Right. I would be like, Rob, so what you going to do, man? You know, like I would just be like, keep it real. Are you going to get vaccinated or what? We got to do like, this thing, man.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Am I not going to get my shekels? Because if I'm not getting my shekels, I think I'm getting vaccinated.
Right. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't be walking on eggshells around a friend about this situation.
But I do think that he's so unique and so different that they don't want to feel like they're pressuring him. He's a different guy. And that's why I'm saying, like, Chris, I get what you're saying, but I think that's why they don't go out and say, like Shaq. Shaq's a former player when he goes, I go up to the front office and say, get him out of here. That's easy to say when you're not playing anymore. You know what I mean? If Kevin Durant came out in public and said, man, you know what? If he don't get the shot, man, just trade him.
You can't do that. But I get you on that, and I get you on the Nets. Like I said, it shouldn't be an ultimatum. Hey, you know, you got to do this. Like, you want him to feel good about it, right?
About the decision, exactly.
But I'm talking about behind closed doors, we hanging out, we kick it, we hang out a lot, we're boys. I can say to you, yo, man, so what you going to do? Like, what is your process?
No, I get that, but that doesn't mean
I ain't saying I'm pressured. I know. I would think they have.
Right, and they just not saying it to the media because they don't want to put it out there like, yo, man, the whole team went to Kyrie's house and we all tried to have an intervention and try to explain
it. They don't need to put that out there.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like that, you don't want to do that.
Right. All right. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. How would you handle the Kyrie Irving situation? Let's say he doesn't get vaccinated. What would you do if you're the Nets? Would you allow him to be a part-time player, play the road games, regular season and playoffs, and that is that? I wouldn't. Rob wouldn't. We think you need him for all the games to develop your continuity and your chemistry to win a championship, but what say you? 877-99 on Fox. A couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
All right. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, brought to you by Discover Card. And here's why. Because Discover matches all the cash back that you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It is amazing, folks, because Discover is accepted at 99% of all places in the United States that take credit cards. That's right. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations do apply.
And Chris, the Cardinals jump out to a 1-0 lead. A run scoring on Max Scherzer's wild pitch. 1-0 Cardinals, bottom of the first inning.
Yes, and Adam Wainwright on the mound.
40-year-old Adam Wainwright. Unbelievable. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Let's try to squeeze in a few calls. Let's start with Jeff in Milwaukee. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Jeff? Oh, Jeff dropped. Okay, Jordan in San Antonio. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Jordan?
What's up, fellas? Long-time listener, first-time caller. How you doing?
Doing great. Thanks
brother.
For the support,
good to hear
my man.
Yep.
So real quick, you know, I think personally it's a locker room issue. You know, Kyrie, you know, makes choices about his own body. However, Rob, I agree with you. You know, everybody who works with him has the right to be safe. It's a locker room issue. Should have come out from the government. Should have come out from the organization. I think it's a deal where everybody gets in that locker room. If they're cool with it, you know, missing all the home games, and they're cool with it, and they come together as a family and as a team, by all means. If they don't want him on the team, that's a locker room conversation needs to be had, take up to the front office, and, you know, and do what they need to do. You know, all these young cats, like my man in Orlando, the young gentleman in the Orlando Magic, yeah, Bradley Jonathan. Beal, Andrew Wiggins,
Yep.
They all make great points, but I think – personally, it's an individual choice, and if the individuals on this team don't want him on the team, then that's a locker room conversation needs to happen, to make that decision. Yeah,
I got it, Jordan, but it's the city and it's the team.
Right.
And
it's not up to them. He can't play whether the players want him or not. I'm sure the players would be fine with him playing at home if he wasn't vaccinated, but it's not up to the players. And Rob, I wouldn't leave it up to the players to determine okay, you guys want to just have Kyrie play the road games and try it?
No, no.
No, I mean, this has to be an organizational decision.
Because when they don't win and he's not playing and you're in game seven playing in Brooklyn for the championship,
yep.
It's going to be the stupidest thing ever. Seriously.
I think, Rob, I think they're going to try. If he doesn't get vaccinated, I really think they're going to try to do it with him playing road games for the beginning. Now, I don't think their plan will be to do it all season and certainly into the playoffs. But their hope may be maybe the law changes or maybe he decides to get vaccinated. You know what I mean? But I think they're going to try it initially. All right, 877-99 on Fox. You'll get another chance to weigh in next hour. We got Brian Westbrook, the former All-Pro running back, coming up. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right. Thank you, B-Finn. We appreciate it. We are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest, former All-Pro running back, now an NFL analyst, does a great job at that as well. Brian Westbrook.
Brian.
What is up, brother? How are
What's
you?
What's up?
Good afternoon, guys. How's it going? Well, not afternoon. Good evening. Good evening.
Yeah, afternoon out there in L.A. But yes. It's good to have you on, bro. Let's start right here. And I don't know if you heard the update, but Brian Finley was talking about Urban Meyer. How does something like that play in the locker room? Like, is that could that cost him the locker room and the respect and credibility that he needs to coach a team?
Absolutely, it could cost him the locker room. I mean, just imagine your parent telling you one thing and they doing something totally yep. different. And as I say that, I'm hearing my parents say, you know, do as I say, not as I do. However, right. That's when you're a kid. That's a right. little bit different. When you're grown men and you're talking to other grown men, you got to lead by example. And so he can absolutely lose the locker room. You add that on top of not winning any football games, and it becomes a different type of atmosphere in that locker room, because now the whispering and now the guys are starting to huddle up and have those different types of conversations. So you want your head coach, first of all, to be with the team. If we're going back to Jacksonville after yep. a game, I want you to be with us. That's important for me as a player, because we're all in this together. You don't get to hang out and I'm going back to my family. I'm away from my family and things like that. I want you to be feeling the same thing that I'm feeling, because we should be a team and we should be one unit. So absolutely, it doesn't play very well in the locker room.
Brian, here's another one. They're playing the Titans this week, who lost to the hapless Jets, and I know they're not going to be happy. But this could be a really ugly game if the players, like, decide that they don't – I'm not saying they're not going to play or, you know, purposely lose. But if this is an ugly loss, would that signal to ownership, you know, like they got their butts kicked 45-0, and would that signal anything about the players and about Urban Meyer or not?
Well, it certainly can signal that he's lost the locker room. You know, here's a hard thing that the Jaguars owner is going to have to deal with. We just signed him. We yep. thought he was good enough to right. we brought him in, that he was going to be our guy. He was going
He's
to be our
He's making 12 large for I
yeah.
think,
and,
5
and,
years.
And you're
12
gonna have to
million.
Fire him because of that, and you're still going to have to pay him because those coaches' contracts are guaranteed. So, I mean, there's a bit of an issue there. You definitely don't want to make those types of mistakes. But I also can see an owner saying, hey, man, we made a mistake, and I don't want to keep compounding that mistake by keeping him here. I can see an owner saying that. I just these situations are terrible because you put the owner in a terrible position. You also put the players in a terrible position because of the negligence and the lack of forethought of their head coach. Just a bad situation.
Brian, you played the bulk of your career with Philadelphia. I know you're still close to that franchise and all that. Have you seen enough from Jalen Fields? I get it. They're 1-3, and they just don't have a great team.
They don't
this
look
year.
Good.
But mm-hmm. from him, have you seen enough to lead you to feel like, okay, at least they got their quarterback, and then we got to build around him, or not?
No, we haven't seen enough from Jalen Hurts quite yet. You know, in this when coming into this season, I thought originally this is going to be a building year for him. I don't think we're going to see the best of Jalen Hurts in the first four games. I don't think we're going to see the best of Jalen Hurts over the first 8 games of the season. I think that it's going to be a building process where he gets his feet underneath him every single week. He gets a little bit better every single week. And then we have to be able to judge him after 17 games and see what type of quarterback he is. But after the first quarter or so of the season, first 4 games, I think it's unfair to him to even try to judge him to say, okay, is he a franchise quarterback? He's learning a brand new system. He has a bunch of young guys around him. The offensive line is in flux. You had one starter that started this past game, that started the season, and that's Jason Kelce. So he has a lot of different variables around him, and he's still trying to figure out how to be an NFL caliber quarterback. To me, you have to give this kid some time, allow him to figure things out, and then at the end of the season or towards the end of the season, make that determination, is he good enough to be a franchise quarterback in the NFL?
Brian, Matt Nagy with the Bears, he like walked back. He was kept saying that Andy Dalton, even if he's on crutches or in a wheelchair, is the starting quarterback. And all of a sudden today, he walked all the way back, not only to say that Justin Fields playing is a starting quarterback this Sunday, but for the rest of the season. What do you make of that? It just sounded as if it came from somewhere else, like the front office or ownership or maybe even the locker room from players or something. It didn't seem like it came from him because he was sticking up for Andy Dalton. Yeah, Andy Dalton, mm-hmm. I'm sorry. The whole way that he was the starting quarterback no matter what.
You know, Rob, I had the feeling that the locker room wanted Justin Fields to start at the beginning of the season. So I don't necessarily think the feeling and the push came just from the locker room. To me, this sounds like the owner walking down there and to the coach's office and saying, hey, by the way, Justin Fields is starting the rest of the season. And there's no question about that. And just so you know, your job's not secure. Now you got to go get this young kid ready to play so that you can save your job. He's the most talented quarterback that you have on that roster. You go fix him up so he can play, so he can help save your job. To me, that's the feel that I got from this decision, especially after Nagy has said so many different things about Andy Dalton being the starter, and now the kind of the flip-flop. And now he's not only flip-flopping, he's saying this is going to happen for their entire season.
Right.
To me,
that
sounds like the owner. Yeah, that's the owner knocking on the door saying, hey, man, this is what's going to happen, and you figure it out. Go do your job.
Let's go to Dallas. Obviously, they're off to a nice start, 3-1. They look like the class right now of the NFC East. But Ezekiel Elliott, I feel like, Brian, that all the criticism of him early in the season, he's not the same, he's washed, Tony Pollard's better, Zeke is overpaid, so on and so forth. It looks to me like that lit a fire under him because the last few weeks he has run with the ferocity and an urgency that I haven't seen from him in a while. Do you think that, I mean, I get it. He lost weight. He came in shape, but that was the case in the first game too. And he didn't look like this in game one. So do you think that those things played a large part in just kind of waking him up, so to speak?
I think it's a combination of things. The first thing, that I would think of is September. You're talking about early games. That's the new August, right? So guys are still trying to figure out how to get in shape. That's the opportunity for him, who didn't play very much in the preseason, to try to work his way into shape. And so I don't think we saw the best Ezekiel Elliott early on in the season because he's figuring out how to get into that rhythm of playing football again because of only the 3 games in the preseason. The other part is you're absolutely right. Tony Pollard looks quick. He's fast. Kellen Moore, the offensive coordinator, knows how to use him in the offense, and so he's a useful piece. And that was starting to cut into his time. And for any athlete, nothing is more motivating than someone cutting into your time. And so now you work a little bit harder. You do a little bit more film study. You start to do the things that as an athlete that when you get comfortable, you don't do as much anymore. And I think Zeke has rebounded a little bit, and that offense looks good. The other thing, when you ask me that, I have to think this, Chris, that early on in Zeke's career, he was a volume back, 25, 30 carries a game. That was because Dak wasn't the type of quarterback that he is now. Now Zeke is not going to get those 25, 30 carries a game. they may run the ball only 20, 25 times a game, and that's split between Zeke and Tony Pollard. So it's a little bit different for him, a volume type of running back, to be able to get into that rhythm. And he's still learning how to get into that rhythm without getting as many touches. And it, sometimes that's a process. But listen, Zeke is good enough to figure it out. I think time the midpoint in this season comes around, we're talking about Zeke being the same type of player that we've seen in the past.
Brian, we got about a minute to go, but I do want to ask you this. We just talked about coaching. Dan Campbell was unconventional, wacky, and a preseason. Nobody expected the Lions to win the division or go to the Super Bowl, but they're 0-4, and he was talking about biting kneecaps and all kinds of crazy stuff. Does a coach like that, when he puts himself out there, does he have to win some games or people, you know, for guys to really buy into him? He was kind of out there in the off-season and training camp.
Well, yeah, you got to win some games at some point, but you also got to remember this, and this happens in college a lot. It happens in the NFL. You got to get your personnel in there. I mean, if you want to do different things offensively and defensively, you got a brand new quarterback, a brand new coaching staff. I mean, you got to get the guys that can operate within that personnel, I mean, within that game plan and that coaching style in your locker room. And it takes time. I mean, when you see some of these new coaches that have success right away, that's because those teams are good already. The right. Detroit Lions were not a very good football team to begin with. Last year, you get a new coaching staff that may not have the personnel that they need, and sometimes it takes some time. So, yeah, they're going to have to win some games. But I like the enthusiasm. I wouldn't have a problem with what he has going on. They just got to find a way to win.
All right. That's our man, Brian Westbrook.
Thanks,
former
Brian.
All-Pro running back.
You.
Yeah, we appreciate it, my man. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good, guys. Take care.
All right, bro. Peace. It's time for our most controversial segment of the week, Shop Talk. That's next. I couple. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
It is the iCouple. And oh, to be a fly on the wall. If you could be a fly on the wall of the iCouple, you think we're fun on the air?
You should hear some of the banter off of the air. It is the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. It's time for Shop Talk.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That's right. It is Shop Talk, the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio segment where we discuss something that happened outside of the world of sports. And this week's topic comes to us courtesy of Grammy Award-winning singer Meghan Trainor. I don't know if you guys saw this, but she went viral this week after she admitted during a podcast interview that her house has two toilets in the bathroom, the master bathroom for her and her husband, and at least one time...
Right next to each other.
At least one time, her husband and her had simultaneous...
I think she said
it
twice.
Well, she clarified on Twitter it was one time. Simultaneous bowel movements.
I thought they called it a number two.
Next to each other. All right. So obviously, most of us don't have two toilets in the same bathroom. But here's the question. Foul or fair to use the restroom while you have a roommate or a spouse in the vicinity, I guess we'll say. Rob Parker.
It's foul. It's called waste. It's not a magical moment where you guys are sharing. I mean, what sickos and sick people would want to be in the bath? It's waste. It's not a magical moment. It's something that has to be done, but nobody wants to be around to see it. Otherwise, they would have sold tickets by now. People would be watching it on paper poop. You know what I'm saying?
Plus, I'm in there reading the internet. I'm on my phone in there. I don't need to be even conversing with her. No.
It's ridiculous. I couldn't imagine
I've
that,
never
Chris.
Even heard of such a thing as toilets next to each other. So that is foul. Like, if you had you put toilets next to each other, you're going to have to put them in there because no house is going to come with that except her house.
Chris, how many bathrooms do you think they got in there? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
They probably got like six bathrooms.
Because what she said was at times, you know, late at night, they got to go at the same time. They got a baby. I'm sure the next bathroom isn't that far away. Like in our house, we have a bathroom in our, you know, master bath.
In the Broussard compound.
And then we have a spare bedroom that's not far away.
And then you take a lift.
You take a lift
to the other bathroom, right?
The west wing has three commodes that you can use.
I will say this, though, because the way you asked the question, Rob G, you said, is it fair or foul to use the bathroom, number two, when your spouse is, like, in the vicinity.
Well, in the room, I guess, would be a better question.
Because I was going to say, like if I'm my spouse can be in the bedroom, and
can
I'm in the
bathroom. Can she be in the shower, Chris?
She's in the shower, and you're taking a dump.
Is that okay?
I mean, not that we do that, but that would be fine.
Rob
I mean,
G?
Our bathroom's different because we have a something that kind of, it's like a little separate area.
Like so a you private
can't,
area.
See, but you could do that. I mean, I think she sounds like they make it a thing. Like they want to do this.
Well, she
together.
Said they only did it once and they were giggling throughout it. I'm like, oh, I don't know if I would be doing that.
I mean,
Rob
if my
G,
wife's
what about
in the shower and I'm using the toilet, I could do that.
I'll say that has never happened in my life yet. I'm sure, I don't know if it ever will.
Well, it couldn't happen because you don't have...
Well, see, that's what I was going to say, is, well, I mean, just going to the restroom while the other person is in the shower.
In the bathroom.
Like, that's
like
never
she's
happened.
Combing her hair or
yeah.
something. Right.
But I will say that now having a toddler in the house and you can't have locked doors anywhere, there have been multiple instances where I'm trying to have a private moment and she'll just walk right into the door
and close the door. But that can happen. In marriage?
It just still makes me uncomfortable. I'm
like
don't
say,
you
want to
be outside?
When your daughter, help me though, Rob G, when your daughter says, can you translate for me, daddy stinks in Spanish? What does she say?
You know what's worse? I was telling Alex, she'll just knock and say, dada, and then walk right in. I'm like, do you have to go to the bathroom? No. And she'll close the door behind her, and she'll just watch me. Like eye level, like just staring at me face to face.
At you, like,
I'm like, leave me alone, kid. Come on. 30 seconds.
Alex, where are you on this?
Absolutely no problem with it, my guys.
What?
If we want to be able to be with each other 24/7, enjoy the highs and the lows and the bowels and all that, hey, man, you my lady. Let's enjoy together and cruise through
this
in sometimes not good smelling weather.
Alex just wants to make sure that she had buckwheat for lunch.
Now you catch
out,
on,
you
Rob.
Know?
The cheese.
Have you been following the diet?
That
Have
smells like milk.
Right.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.